Hey Health Junkies, Dr. Krause here. Just wanted to jump in and let you know about a new feature that I'm adding to the podcast. It's the ability to ask me questions. I've had a ton of folks tell me that they would love for me to cover their questions on the podcast, so I'm going to do it. So each week I will be adding a couple of questions that I'm going to answer to each of the podcasts. And if it's a juicy enough question, I just may dedicate a whole podcast to it. So if you're interested in asking a question, head on over to my website at drjkrausend.com. Check out a blue button on the right-hand side that says Ask a Podcast Question. Hit me up there. Or you can also access the button through my podcast notes also on my website. So head on over there, ask me some questions. I look forward to answering them soon. All right, let's get on with the podcast.
Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause. Today's episode is all about stomach pain. I get a lot of folks into my office complaining of stomach pain, but also asking me, is there a way to treat stomach pain naturally? What is causing my stomach pain? So today, this podcast is dedicated to all the folks that have asked that question, have pondered that question, and wondered what the heck is going on. So first and foremost, do you know where your stomach actually is? And I find this interesting because I have a lot of people pointing to the area of their belly button, pointing below their belly button, and telling me that their stomach hurts. Well, your stomach isn't near your belly button, and it's not below your belly button. It's actually on the left upper side of your abdomen. And by that I mean underneath your rib cage on the left-hand side. So if you take your hand and you put it kind of right in the middle, kind of where your sternum is at, if you know where that is, the breastbone, and you slide your finger down towards your belly button and you hit where the ribs come together, if you go just a little to the left of there, that is your stomach. And your stomach's hiding under your ribs, and it is also hiding kind of downwards a little bit there. It's below your diaphragm, so your lungs are sitting on top of there, your diaphragm's in between, and then you've got your stomach down below. And so your stomach's on the left-hand side of your body underneath your rib cage. So that's where stomach pain comes from. And unfortunately, a lot of people tell me that they have stomach pain, but they're pointing to their intestines, they're pointing to their colon and areas in that department. Now, a little more anatomy, just to kind of get you familiar with the body. If you go to your right side of your rib cage, you have your liver over there. And if you have pain underneath your right side of your rib cage, that could be your gallbladder, it could be your liver. It can also be your transverse colon, because your colon is like a upside down U shape, starting from your right hip bone, going up your right side, underneath your rib cage and across your body, and then down your left side to your left hip bone area. And so, interestingly enough, a lot of times when someone thinks that they have stomach pain, it's actually either gas trapped in the colon, or it could be stomach pain, or it could be intestinal pain. If we're talking about small intestines, the small intestine area of pain is around the belly button. And so if anything hurts around the belly button, that would be small intestine area. Now, if you're wondering where's your appendix, if you take your thumb and you stick it in your belly button and you take your other hand and you stick your fingers on your hip bone and you divide the space into thirds between belly button and your hip bone, right in the middle there, in between that space, if you poke in between there, on a line going from the belly button to the hip bone, so the front of your hip, not the part where you put your hand on to get sassy, but front of your hip, And if you go make thirds out of it and you kind of divide it into thirds and you go in the middle of those thirds, that's where your appendix is. And so the appendix is at the connection of your small intestine to your large intestine. And sometimes folks can have some pretty good pain in that area. In fact, if that area hurts and you press in there and it's pinpoint tenderness, that's called McBurney's point. And if you go underneath your rib cage on the right side and you press under that rib cage and that hurts, that is Murphy's point. And so you have now just learned a little bit of some physical exams to know what is actually hurting you so that you can maybe, you know, be a little bit more in tune as to what is happening in your body. Now that you know your anatomy, let's talk a little bit about the stomach. So to be able to digest food, our stomach has to have sufficient amounts of stomach acid. Stomach acid isn't the enemy. It's what happens with that stomach acid that can be problematic. Now, even before we get food in our stomach, when we're thinking about food, when we're imagining what we're going to have for dinner, for example, we start to release histamine. And histamine's kind of demonized because we think of it as causing allergic reactions and things of that nature. But histamine is a sign to the body, a signal saying, hey, we're about to have food approach. And as soon as that food hits that stomach, we get a little bit more histamine produced. Now, histamine can go a little out of control if you eat too many high histamine foods, which would be one cause for why you might have stomach pain. And in particular, if you eat too many strawberries, if you eat too many, too many nuts. Nuts have a lot of histamines, in particular peanuts. Even though peanuts are technically legumes, they have a high amount of histamines, but also nuts such as almonds, cashews, they have higher histamines. Other high histamine foods include things like your deli meats, your sausages, anything that's a cured meat will have a higher amount of histamine. And so will things like chocolate, oddly enough. So there's a whole list of high histamine foods. I will put a link to the high histamine foods in my resources on my website at drjkrausnd.com. But high histamine foods in excess can cause stomach pain. Another biggie that can cause stomach pain is too much acid. We're all kind of familiar with acid reflux. Most of us know what that feels like, unfortunately, if we've gotten past a certain amount of age. But is acid reflux really too much acid in the stomach? Sometimes it can be if you're eating too many tomatoes, which are also high histamine, by the way, peppers, chili peppers, things of that nature. Also, your citrus fruits can cause acid reflux. Coffee can cause acid reflux. So can mint. So can black teas. So can garlic and onions. And so just imagine your typical meal at a Mexican restaurant, pretty much a good gut bomb. A lot of ethnic food can be a gut bomb, unfortunately, for provoking stomach pain. Now, in some cases, those higher histamine but also acid-producing foods can cause issues with ulcers, and ulcer being a erosion of a part of your stomach as it's headed towards your small intestine, because most commonly we'll get ulcers in two spots, one in the small intestine and one just as the food is exiting the pylorus, in particular, part of the stomach. So right near what we know as the pyloric sphincter, which is between the stomach and the small intestine. So the first part of the small intestine. Now, if we're talking about high acidity foods that cause acid reflux, like I was saying, the tomatoes, I was talking onion, garlic, mint, coffee, alcohol is another biggie, in this case, citrus, those guys open up your sphincter between your esophagus, so your food pipe there, and your stomach, and allow for food to come back up. Soda will do it too, and so will bubbly water, like those fancy sparkling waters. They're bubbly. They have carbonation. Anything with carbonation opens up that little sphincter and allows things to move back up your esophagus so you get to taste your dinner or something twice. Super gross. But these things that happen over time, sometimes we'll have the acid reflux, but sometimes we'll just have pain. And oftentimes, if the pain is really right along the rib cage, kind of by your sternum or what's known as the xiphoid process, and that's really at the bottom of your sternum where your rib cage comes together there, like above your belly button, if you have pain in that area, oftentimes it could be that you've overeaten, so you ate too much food, you ate it too fast, or you have too much acidic food in that stomach of yours. Think about Italian food, think about Mexican food, think about Thai food. You know, oftentimes it's the ethnic stuff that can really get you. Now, another reason for stomach pain is, like I said before, that histamine reaction. But we can get an overt histamine reaction if we have a food sensitivity. I'm a huge fan of having folks come in and get food sensitivity testing in my office. LCAT is one of my favorite ones because it's a white blood cell analysis. It's more of a gold standard. You can check them out at LCAT.com. You've got to have a doc to order the kits for you, but LCAT.com, if you have any naturopaths in your area, such as me, a natural medicine doc, or even a functional medicine doc, they would probably be familiar with LCAT. It's a very popular company. But check it out in my resource page at drjcrossnd.com. This is something to consider. I just had a guy today in my office talking about stomach pain, chronic stomach pain that wakes him up at 3 o'clock in the morning when he's had beef or pork or he's had too much spicy food. And that's common, that 3 o'clock time frame. 1 to 3 o'clock seem to be the witching hour, sometimes 3 to 5 for some folks. But something to think about of that 3 o'clock witch hour. Oftentimes we eat too late too, and our stomach's still working on things. So let's go back to the histamines. There could be a food sensitivity type of reaction in which you could get some testing to figure out if that's the case, because I've had plenty of people that we just remove the offending foods for a couple months and slowly reintroduce them and all's good. Now, another biggie, and if you notice when I was talking before about my patient that I had today in the office talking about stomach pain, his stomach pain wakes him up at 3 a.m. and it's most commonly related to beef and pork. Well, two meats that are hard to break down. It also depends on what those animals were fed, if they are too much corn and maybe you have a food sensitivity to that. But irregardless, if we think about literally proteins sitting in the stomach, not going anywhere. So this would be kind of that stomach pain with a little bit of bloat or that heavy rock sensation that nothing's moving in that stomach. Oftentimes these are my folks that get full really fast. What that means is they might be lacking digestive enzymes. And in particular, our pancreas makes certain enzymes to help us to break down food once the food gets to the small intestine. But in the stomach, some of us are lacking the amount of chloride, which is an electrolyte, to mix with hydrogen to make hydrochloric acid, which is our stomach acid, and especially with proteins. And as we get over 30 years of age, we do start to decline on the body's ability to make sufficient amounts of hydrochloric acid in the stomach. And when you're stressed, you often don't make as much acid in the stomach compared to what we're kind of brainwashed to think that we do. And a lot of us, if we have stomach pain, we're going to take Tums, which is going to neutralize the acid in the stomach. And what's it going to do? It's going to make the problem worse if we already have pieces of protein sitting in the stomach not being digested. Compound that with the fact that most of us don't chew like we should. Going to chewing for a moment, let's talk about that. That is another reason for why you might have stomach pain. Because a lot of us are busy multitasking while we're eating too fast, and we're kind of inhaling our food. You put all that into a stomach that doesn't have sufficient amounts of stomach acid, and guess what? You can't break it down, and it sits. Protein on average takes about 3 to 5 hours to empty out of the stomach. Same with fat. Carbohydrates, on the other hand, so cereals, grains, things of that nature, bread, can take half hour and it's out. Crackers too. That's why if you eat too many carbs, you're going to be hungry pretty soon after, whereas eating more protein and fat, you feel more satiated longer. That's why the ketosis diet does appeal to some people, because you feel full for longer. Now, a very interesting component with stomach pain that I have found to be true time and time again in the Chinese medicine world is too much ice water, too much cold, raw foods. And what that does is it weakens your stomach over time and will cause your stomach to not produce as much stomach acid. And so you get food in and it sits. Think of it this way. What happens to your skin when you put ice on it? it numbs, right? Well, your stomach is skin, the lining of it. And so if you are drinking ice water before you're eating a meal at a restaurant and you're like pounding the ice water, or you're eating a raw foods diet, maybe out of dietary concerns, or maybe, you know, you thought it would be a good healthy thing for you, but all of a sudden now you can't digest food and your stomach's hurting, well, it could be that you need a little oomph to warm things up. So oftentimes I'm telling folks, hey, you know, you might want to cook your food. You might want to warm it up. It's a great thing for helping out with stomach pain. And that's going to be part of my stomach pain quick fix I'm going to talk about here in a couple seconds. Because now what I'm going to start doing is adding in quick fixes to all of my podcasts to see what you guys think about my quick fixes to try to help you to fix things quickly, naturally. Now, another big issue with stomach pain is a mood thing. Meaning, a lot of us don't connect that our gut is actually our first brain and our brain that we think of as being our natural brain is our second brain. So your gut feelings have a lot to say, and sometimes you need to actually pay attention to that. So the last cause of stomach pain that I want to dive into today in detail is that you might actually be dealing with an emotional component here. And so that leads me into, well, what could that emotional component be? Only you know. But it could be one of the causes for unexplained stomach pain. You might be chewing your food well. You might not be eating too many acidic foods. You might be warming up your food. You know, you might be like the perfect eater in the whole universe. Bless you if you are. But you're still having some stomach pain. And one of the things to look at is there a reaction related to your mood? And could you be setting off your vagus nerve, your fight or flight response, which is going to divert blood from your stomach to your arms and legs because your body's getting prepared to run away from a bear versus digest food, which for a lot of us are stuck in fight or flight mode and working to calm ourselves down, working to breathe, working to relax, deal with whatever it is that's bugging us. It can help with digestion. Because like I said before, your gut is your first brain, your brain is your second brain. So taking into account that you might need to work on some stress management to get rid of that stomach pain. So I actually lied. There's one more thing that I wanted to mention. There's a bug called H. pylori that can live in the stomach and cause ulcers and cause acid reflux kind of symptoms and cause stomach pain. A lot of the common thought process is that we need to kill the H. pylori so that the stomach pain doesn't persist. The treatment for that is an antibacterial medication and an acid blocking medication. Unfortunately, I don't feel like it's the best route to go all the time. In some cases, it can be helpful if someone has really severe symptoms and has an actual ulcer. But if there's not an actual ulcer and H. pylori is present, sometimes I think about getting some probiotics into beneficial bacteria, but taking them in not in a capsule form, but busting open a capsule and getting it in orally, or taking in a liquid probiotic so that it gets to your stomach and it can help to balance out the H. pylori. Because I'm not sure if I'm a huge fan of killing down all the bugs, because in some cases, I don't know if H. pylori is quite all the evil, if there might not be some other issues going on with that stomach. So, food for thought, not going to get into that. The H. pylori is like a whole podcast in and of itself. And since we're talking about stomach pain in general, let's keep it simple. So, in the art of keeping things simple, let's talk about a quick fix for the stomach. One of the things that I have found to be the most effective for folks who have chronic stomach pain issues or in the moment when you actually have one is to have warm water. That warm water can help to flush that stomach. It'll help with getting blood flow to the area because warmth stimulates blood flow. And I'm not talking about drinking a whole gallon of water here. I'm talking 4 to 8 ounces and sipping on that warm water because it's going to provoke opening of that stomach to move things through. Now, if your stomach is more of a stomach pain with acid, I would say you could tweak that warm water to have a little bit of baking soda. And I'm not talking a ton. I'm talking about like a quarter to an eighth a teaspoon of that baking soda in the warm water. Stir it up. It's not going to taste pretty. It's kind of like Alka-Seltzer. It is essentially the same concept. But consider sipping on that. The other thing that you could think about in terms of one more add-on to that warm water is ginger. Ginger root is really easy to get a hold of. Ginger tea, you could make that if you have ginger tea bags. Or if you had fresh ginger root, you could take a nub of it, which would be like the size of your thumbnail. Peel it. You could boil it up in some warm water and sip on that. Ginger has been used for thousands of years in the Chinese medicine world to help to invigorate the stomach, detoxify the stomach, and increase blood flow through the stomach. It's a stomach strengthener. So my quick fix for the stomach is warm water, and you could either do baking soda if it's more of an acidic hot stomach, or if you're feeling like there's just like a lump of just stuckness and maybe it's cold even to your sensation, get some ginger in. Try that. See if it can help you to detoxify, especially if you also have stomach pain and a little bit of nausea. So I've went through all of the different common scenarios. Believe me, there are a million other things that could cause stomach pain too, but these are the most common scenarios of why you might have stomach pain. The most important thing to think about here is making sure that you're dealing with your actual stomach. So let's recap. Where's the stomach? Left side of your body, underneath your left rib cage, just over from the midline of your body, kind of where your ribs come together. There's a little bone there called the xiphoid process, just to the left of there. That's your stomach area. And underneath the ribs, a little bit more, kind of to the midline of, if you were to go to the midline of your clavicle, so your collarbone, the midline of that guy down would be the extension of your stomach. Now, that's where your stomach is. You also have your colon overlying that, don't forget. But your stomach is in that area. So if you're talking about pain that's around your belly button area, that's your small intestine. If you're talking about pain that's much lower below your belly button line, you're talking about areas of your colon. If it's left-sided, it's your sigmoid colon. If it's right-sided, it's your ascending colon, could be near your appendix. I talked about where that appendix is too. So keep that in mind. Your liver and gallbladder, right side of the body, underneath the rib cage. So make sure, first and foremost, if you're evaluating your own stomach pain, that it truly is indeed the area of your stomach. Next, evaluate what you ate. What did you eat in the last couple hours? What's going on with your mood? Are you stressed? Did someone make you mad? What's happening? Are you nervous? Also, think about, what did you drink? Soda can cause stomach issues. Bubbly water, like sparkling water, can cause stomach pain. Things of that nature. I highly recommend, if you suffer from chronic stomach pain, that you should make a little food and pain journal. That way you know what foods might be provoking your issue. Also, you might be able to determine if it's certain foods that are harder to digest, such as meats. Do you have a deficiency in stomach acid where meats or higher, fattier foods are harder for you to digest? Something to think about. The other big thing is looking at temperature of your foods. Are you eating a lot of raw foods? Are you making smoothies with frozen berries and then pounding them? Not good for your overall gut health. Now, do you have acid reflux? So are you feeling anything? Are you tasting the acid coming back up? Is it burning in your chest area? Do you have a cough that's unexplained with the stomach pain? It could be that you have acid reflux. Now, the next question goes along with, when should I seek help in terms of imaging or get a second opinion? Well, obviously, if you've done a journal, you've tracked what your food's got going on, and you've kind of made sure you're not eating too much raw food. And by that, I mean, if you want a salad that's raw, try to eat it with warm protein, like a warm chicken or something like that with it, or have tea before it. If you've ever been to an Asian restaurant, they give you this tiny little cup of tea with your food. It's not meant to be slammed. I mean, Americans, we have like cups as big as our heads for our coffee. But think of it as using a smaller little teacup and sip on that before your raw foods to prime your digestive system for food. Absolutely easy peasy way to go to be able to eat raw foods and not have stomach pain. Now, like I said, if you've correlated to that, information is key. I highly recommend doing journals because it just lets you know exactly kind of how to, that you're sleuthing it out and you know what's up. So that being said, a lot of people, when we're looking at the stomach, a lot of people don't even have that good connection to what exactly, you know, is going on with their pain and with their emotions. And like I said before, also tracking on your journal if there's any stress along with that pain in the stomach. Huge, huge important thing there. And if there is stress, one of my most favorite cures for a stress stomach is chamomile and ginger tea and combining those two together. Now you might be saying, I don't like ginger. Okay, fine, do the chamomile itself. It's fine. Lemon balm and chamomile. Great combo. You got like a lemony flavor with the chamomile flavor. Love that stuff. So these are herbs that are super easy to get a hold of and you can have on hand. You can drink it warm, such as a warm tea, which I highly recommend for a nervous stomach and a stomach that's provoked easily by eating too many raw foods. But I also have folks make it up warm but drink it at room temperature. I am not a fan of anything at ice cold temperatures. It's not good for the stomach, especially if you think about your stomach pain and you correlate it to your nightly habit of ice cream in which you have that and then you go right to bed after that. Food for thought. Haha, no pun intended. Totally intended. 7 p.m. is the end cap in terms of stomach time for the body. This is a Chinese medicine principle. Between 5 and 7 p.m., this is when your stomach is the strongest, when it is like prime to eat. Unfortunately, most of us eat after 7 p.m. This, the Chinese will say, that it's going to make your stomach and your digestive system weaker. And the weaker your stomach becomes, the more possibility for pain. So keeping in mind that eating late is not always a good thing for your digestive system. So even timing of when you eat can have a correlation with your pain. All right. So going back in terms of not breaking down food sufficiently, you might want to try out something called betaine hydrochloric acid. It is a supplement that is a digestive enzyme. My favorite digestive enzyme is Digestzymes by Designs for Health. I love that. Digestive Enzymes Ultra by Pure Encapsulations is another great one. I didn't get any money from these companies to throw out these names and the digestive stuff. I just happen to like these and I'll put them in my resources for you. So if you're thinking that food's sitting too long and you're not breaking it down effectively, try out that. Another thing you could try is digestive bitters. So Urban Moonshine, they're liquid bitters, kind of the same concept as bitters in alcoholic drinks, but try that. Instead, you would take a quarter teaspoon before each meal and see how that goes. It's the same kind of concept as the folks that are doing apple cider vinegar. However, it's more of a punch with it, and I kind of like it better. So I'm going to write down all of this, and it's going to be in my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. If you're hearing me spew out a bunch of stuff and you aren't able to write it down but want to know more about stomach pain fixes. But today's quick fix is really thinking about warm water, having it before you're going to have a cold meal, having it before you have your yogurt and granola in the morning, which, by the way, is a huge stomach pain causer because of the coldness. Just an extra added tidbit. But little warm water, and you can tweak it if you feel more acidic, adding in the baking soda. If you're feeling more like cold or just the stomach just not moving, it feels stuck and full, I highly recommend trying some ginger out and seeing how that goes for you. So That is the stomach pain quick fix. I've talked a little bit about stomach pain. You know now where your stomach is. There's no excuses. And now it's time to sleuth it out. Get out a journal and start writing it down and see if you can make some correlations. I would love to hear from you. Shout outs, of course, are always welcome on comments on my blog posts, because I'd love to hear from you and give feedback if you're trying to figure out your stomach pain and sleuth it out. I'm definitely going to be adding in more questions as time goes on with this podcast related to all kinds of things, but especially the digestive system. So if you're wondering about a certain area or you're having pain elsewhere in the digestive system, hit me up, send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. So once again, you have survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning into The Health Fix, the podcast all about taking control of your health, rebelling against aging, and having fun every day. A lot of patients ask me, do you think I'm aging too fast? So I created an evaluation checklist for you to see for yourself. Plus, I created a resource guide to help you slow down the aging process right now. You can find it for free on my website, drjkrausend.com. If you like this podcast, help get the word out to others by liking it and rating it. If you'd like more natural health tips and want to join our Facebook community where I interact daily, click on the join group button on our website at drjkrausend.com.